I actually busted out my iPad Pro the other day, which probably hasn't been charged in at least a year or more. I thought you were gonna ask why.
Yeah, no, I was about to like what but the why?
Okay, so took this cookie decorating class a couple weeks ago, and now I'm obsessed. And I'm like, I could fucking do this. So what I busted out my iPad for was to take pictures of the cookie cutters I already have so that I could draw on my iPad how I want to design the cookies,
The cookies.
the colors and frostings and shit like that. So pre-planning, art, sketching. Not sketching. I've
It's
already
very
done sketching.
sketchy.
I sent you a link in Instagram to this account. I told you so I'm obsessed with watching cookie decorating videos and shit like that and getting tips and stuff. So I found this account called Rude Cookies.
Rude cookies.
They're great. Their cookies are fucking rude. And they're in Glasgow.
Oh, really?
And they don't ship to the US.
On
I'm like,
purpose.
I got you. I mean, like a set they did for Valentine's Day were like basically hearts, but they were apology cookies. I'm sorry for the way I made you feel, or are you still mad at me? Shit like that. I'm like, ooh, custom apology cookies. That would be
Apology
great.
cookies.
Yeah,
My
right?
bad. Me,
Right?
Mallow.
Totally. But then you should see the actual, like some of the Valentine cookies they made. They're pretty rude. They're great. I love them. They're hearts. They just say rude things.
Like it. So it may be the rude cookie, the rude
Right? Rude
cookies
cookie
for you.
business. Yeah. Anyway, I was actually running around this morning going out and getting supplies. I think I can actually bake some cookies today. But what I learned is you don't want to decorate them the same day. Let them cool down like overnight and shit like that, and then decorate them later. Here's what I learned in the cookie class, decorating class, that stuff we don't think about. Like the icing, like cookies, you got to let them cool. Like wait a day, put them away. You know what I mean? Wait the next day. And then even with the icing, like, so we were taught to like basically do an outline of the shape and then fill it in. So you're making a little wall and then filling it in. So the shit doesn't drip over the side or doesn't, and then you go to either another cookie and let that cool, or you do another part of the cookie that's not touching that icing because you're gonna let it dry. Because if you put wet on wet, it's just gonna run. So it's like that's why you get runny cookies that bleed together, is because you're not waiting for shit to cool down and you're not letting shit dry.
So, but how do they do it on these cooking competition shows then?
You're not like, well. Well, they're not making that many. They're only making like a dozen or so. So that's going to cool quicker than, if you're making like 3 dozen, you know what I mean? For like a custom order or something like that. But what I'm still saying is like, so we took a 2.5 hour class. We decorated 5 cookies in 2.5 hours, but they're 5 different designs, right? So basically, okay, so what you're doing on the cooking, even on the cooking show, the cookie show is, when I say you got to let your icing cool, it's not, your icing doesn't need to cool for a day. It just needs to set for like a minute. And so you're going to do another part of the cookie that's just not touching that cookie. And then while you're letting that harden, frosting harden, and then you're going to come back to it. But it doesn't
Got
take
it.
long. No. So when I did this cookie class, the cool thing is we showed up and she just, like, cookies were already baked. So you went to your station, it was just 5 perfect sugar cookies, bags of frosting, and all the shit already ready for you, everything you're going to need and stuff like that. So
Nice.
yeah. And it was actually, we signed up for another class too. So we're going to do another one in March. So I figure I'll do some practicing before then. And then when I go back to the class, I'll have good questions. How
Nice.
do you get to do this? How do you get to do that?
This is this, and that is that. Nice.
Rude
Hey.
cookies.
Rude cookies.
Gotta think of a good name.
Oh, I'm sure that we can find a something that is very you-centric.
Well, I immediately thought Cookie Puss.
But you don't want to get
Some,
suited.
right, something along, trying to come up with something along that line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Maybe just like like a lyric from that in from inside that song.
that's true. Or I found out that people that do cookies are called cookiers. like a sommelier, like a cookier. So I'm like cookier puss.
Or what is it again?
Cookier.
So
Like just say cookie and add an R at the end.
yeah, you need to spell it like French Canadian or something, so it's got like a lot of like U's and O's in it and
Like
stuff.
cookie.
Yeah. You know, make it sound real fancy.
Right when you text it. So first of all, I did watch our movie last night, so I remembered that far. And then this morning I was sitting around drinking my coffee at about 10, and I was like, oh wait, were we supposed to talk this morning? And then I forgot. And then I went out and started running errands. Like I said, ran all over and get all the shit for this cookie making. And then I was sitting home. Then I came back. I turned on YouTube because I was gonna watch the girl whose class I took. I'll give her a plug. Her name's Artie Magoo. She's got a big,
That's a pretty cool name.
yeah, she's got a big online following. Like she's got like, you know, if you join her website on your class, you get different videos, different classes, and blah, blah. She does like live videos every Monday, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
Cool.
point.
So she's a hustler.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I came home and I was gonna throw on her video on making the dough, and I got sucked into
Uh-oh.
Drumeo, the Drumeo channel, where it's the drummers when they give them songs to play that they've never heard, but without the drum beats, and they got to go in and put in the drum beats. Like basically, Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers. There's a video going around of him doing it like a year ago, where he to this 30 Seconds to Mars song, and he'd never heard it before. So
Okay.
he goes in the studio and they play him the track, but without the drums, and he has to come up with what he thinks the drums are for the song.
Wow, that's cool.
And it, fucking watching, you should watch Chad Smith. His is fucking dope watching him do it.
I mean,
And
the
it's
dude's a
funny because,
master.
yeah, because some, like I've watched some other ones and they'll listen to the song a few times and run through it and take notes and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
He just did it once and they're like, do you want to do it again? He goes, no, I fucking killed it. I watched a guy from Megadeth do The Killers' Bright Side and he didn't know that song. And
But
there
how
was
did he do with it, though?
pretty good. Oh, it was the no, what sucked me in was the guy who's the drummer for Dream Theater, prog rock, right? For, you know,
Yeah, which I've always heard good things about.
sure, wasn't my jam, but heard good things, right? They had him on, oh, it sucked me in, and they had him doing Primus Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Or
Okay.
Primus Jerry Was a Race Car Driver
Oh, okay.
from that album. But they don't tell him the song. They don't tell him anything. They just play it for him. And oh, this fucking I'm all confused. No, the guy who heard the Primus song, he wasn't the Dream Theater guy. I can't remember. Oh, he did a Nickelback song, but the guy that did the Primus song, I didn't know him. But when he heard it without the drum track, he goes, "Why does it sound like South Park?" And they're like, "You're pretty close, dude." Yeah, even with that, he's like, "Why?" And so this guy, you know, had to listen to the track a few times, took notes, but he played along and it was like, okay, it's like you're close, dude. Because a couple parts of that song were just stops, you know, and just
Yeah.
come in all this shit. But anyway, you know, the Dream Theater guy that did Nickelback, he was pretty good too. Oh my, because he was
What's
supposed
the
to
name of
go.
this? What's the name of this
The
series?
channel's called Drumeo. And the they have a bunch of different shows, but that one's called like first time listen, first time hearing, or something like that.
Gotcha. Huh. Well, now I'm intrigued.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So there's oh my God. So
Yes.
there's this gray kitty that's been hanging out by our house. And I was like, I should put a notice up on Ring to see if it's anybody's cat. And then a notice just popped up, and I'm like, this could be your cat. His name is Mike Wozniak.
Wait a minute.
I know, right?
What in the hell?
Gotta send this to Josh, see if he thinks it's him. I'll send him the guy a message going, is he not neutered? That's funny.
I'm sure this is very compelling podcasting right now.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I would ignore it, but it's just, the guy's like,
Is that my cat?
yeah, I can't hold on. Yeah, anyway.
Gato. Speaking of gatos, a lot of gato stuff has happened since last we did this little shindig of ours.
Truth. Yeah, I was gonna tell you about the cat that's been hanging out and then go, we got a new cat, and then there's another cat outside. I did adopt a new cat in August. His name's Gene. She's
Gene.
named he's named after Gene Belcher from Bob's Burgers. And he has all these nicknames like Genie Weenie, Genie Tortellini, and when he's running around fast, he's Genie Lamborghini. But then on the show one night, we heard one of the girls refer to Gene as Eugene. And I'm like, oh, is that his full name? So now we kind of call him that.
Eugene. So yeah, cats and stuff. Like you're now a cat, an official cat person now. Again.
Somebody actually sent me a message the other day of a Boston Terrier looking to be rehomed, and they're like, his name's Chauncey, and they're like, you should take him. And I'm like, first of all, I don't do Bostons. I'm like, they're a little too high strung for me. I go, but I said, yeah, no, I'm on a team cat now. No more dogs.
I'm definitely going to be taking a break at some point in life. Phoenix is still
Excuse
around.
me.
But what's that?
Excuse me. I coughed. Sorry,
I got you. I
Phoenix.
got you. But yeah, I would. I'm definitely taking a doggy break after this one because now, I mean, dude's old. He's like 15 years old, right?
Dude, same.
So.
We got a same.
Yeah, and he just sometimes can't control his bladder, and it is the bane of my existence.
Yeah, heard. What it's like, what did Rebel do now? Oh, fucker. He's done this before. He eats his food so fast, and he has one of those bowls that's supposed to slow them down because it's like a waffle pattern. But he eats
Okay.
his food so fast, he got it stuck in his throat, and then he shuts off his air pipe and he falls over on the floor. No, it's not funny because it's like he's dying, he
What?
can't breathe.
Are you?
Like,
No, I'm just laughing because I'm like in shock. Like, what?
and like this has happened at least 3 times. And Josh has to stick his hand down his throat and pull the food out.
Oh my God.
And did it again yesterday. And I'm like, motherfucker. So now when I feed him, I'm going to give him a couple pieces of kibble at a time and let him eat
Yeah.
it. And then give him a couple more pieces of kibble at a time. Fucker, now you're getting hand fed.
Yeah,
Because
now we
you
have
can't
to
act right.
marathon it because you're too much in a sprint.
Right?
Which are eating ass. Wait, no, that's not what I meant. It's awkward now. Nobody's eating ass. Yeah. So hey, I know it's February and everything, but Happy New Year.
Right.
It's been a while.
Right.
So
Well,
we kind of disappeared for a little bit. A
just a little bit.
little bit.
Take a break.
I mean, it was, there was a lot going on during that period of time. So, sometimes you just gotta like pump the brakes a little bit and catch up with life and then come back, that kind of thing.
Truth.
Boy, can I be any more vague? I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, hey everybody, we're here. And I mean, hopefully somebody's still out there. Hi. We're here and we watched a movie.
We actually did.
Yeah. Check us out. Like we gave ourselves homework and was like, all right, we should probably like do this. So yeah. Should we get into it or do you want me to start with this music that we haven't played in forever? Who knows if it'll even play?
Oh, I sent you a song today. Do you want to check it
Oh,
out
that's right.
first? I actually did that part.
Oh yeah. Look at you sending songs.
I was on a Madonna kick yesterday. I just told Smart Speaker to play Madonna. And I found this song. It's called, what's it called?
S&M?
Vulgar
Oh, vulgar.
by Sam Smith and Madonna. That's S&M.
Oh, huh.
Huh.
Clever. Oh, this is from like last year.
I can't hear it if you're playing it.
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on one sec, because I feel like someone might be using the IF. Using the. I'm going to pull it up on YouTube instead. Yeah, the girls are headed down to the Orange Counties, and they're probably using it right now.
Well, never mind then.
My daughter's going to see the Lion King play down there, so that's fun. I've never seen that one.
I've seen that one back almost like, okay, it was before Josh and I got married, so it was over 20 years ago at the Pentagus.
Wow. Oh, I found it on the YouTube. All right, let me know if you can hear this. Probably a commercial first, because.
Betty, stop barking, please. I'll mute.
Yep, commercial. So we're just going to not play that for a hot second, because the last thing we need is to give people money. Let's see here. Can you hear that? I feel like it's I feel like it's 2006 again. Are you talking? I can't hear
I said I like that part of the song.
It's yeah, it's very.
At the end, she's like, spell my name. She goes, spell my name, BITCH.
Damn.
I know. Like, go, girl.
Damn, do you wanna?
She's on tour right now. And, I was like, I would have seen Madonna maybe, 30 years ago, but I don't know if I need to see Madonna now. No disrespect. But then also fucking 20 years ago, she was known for being notoriously late. Like my mom and Jeff actually had tickets to her show that was free. And they went and she was like 2 hours late or more. So this tour, they actually made
Oh
her sign an
God.
agreement to be on time. And she's already like having to pay penalties because she's been late.
So she's got that Morrisseyitis thing kind of thing
Right,
going.
right, right, right. Well, she was super sick right before this tour and almost had to cancel it. But still, I'm like, yeah, you have a history of being late. So, Okay, so
Damn it.
the guy said it wasn't his cat that was hanging around here.
All right, well.
I said, the cat around here, I said, he's, I put it nicely. I'm like, he still has his manhood, and he had a blue collar. Like, he, so this cat showed up. What's the name of this cat? It was another gray cat showed up, older gray cat, and he was kind of fat, and he had a sore on his neck, like he'd been in a fight, right? And there's a
Okay.
lot of stray cats that hang out in the ravine behind us because I think people have just dumped their cats there before. And when my mom's here and she takes her dog for a walk, she's like, there's a lot of cats in this neighborhood. I'm like, I know. Anyway, so I saw the one cat, so I thought I'd put some kibble out for him. And then we also have the shed out front that's not totally enclosed, so we know cats go in there when it's raining. So we've seen an orange cat, we've seen a white cat that's got a little bit of orange on him, but he's mostly white. And then now this new gray kitty has shown up, and he's gray tabby with a little bit of orange and a little bit of white in him. And he's showing up, and he'll sit right on the other side of our door, right on our
It's
fucking
like,
porch.
hey.
Yeah, I'm here. And then, like, so he's showing up, no tag or nothing. But then all of a sudden, he had a collar on. It was a blue collar with a bell and some charms, but it didn't have a tag at all, no name, no address, or nothing. And the collar was on for maybe at a week, and now the collar's not there anymore. So it's like, okay, well, somebody claim you and unclaim you,
Yeah.
or did you have a collar and it came off? Because cat collars are like, they're quick release. If they get caught on something, they'll come
Okay.
off
So
because
that's probably most likely what's going on there then.
yeah, but still, this cat's not fixed, and he had a like sore paw a couple days ago. And Josh's like, we should put some. I'm like, well, if somebody's claiming this fucking cat, then fucking get him fixed. And feel his, you know, put some medicine on his foot.
I
So
think
then,
Sore Paw is playing Coachella this year, by the way.
that's a good one. And then, so like the mail lady one day shows up, and I asked her because mail lady, I'm like, hey, do you know where this gray cat might be hanging out? And she goes, I don't know, but there's a house around the corner that doesn't believe in getting their animals fixed because they're like, oh,
Oh.
nature. So it's like, oh, wonderful. And
Oh,
I
there you
did
go.
see this cat hanging out over by that house the other day, I think. So anyway, I was like,
Think you're onto something.
yeah. And he was totally hanging out in our backyard and under our deck too. Like he was totally just sleeping on our backyard fence yesterday.
No, you can't
So
stay here. It doesn't even go here.
yeah, I felt bad and wanted to feed, you know, all the feral cats in the neighborhood, but then, you know, you get these other randos.
Now then, yeah, then you become that person. That crazy cat
I said if I could empty out that front shed, make it like a
The
feral
chic
cat
shed.
house. No, like a cat house, like for when it's raining, place for cats to come. Give
That
them a bed,
sounds
give them a food. Cat house. That wasn't a name of a bar.
No, I think it's a name of like isn't that like what they call whorehouses in Vegas?
No, it was a bunny ranch.
Oh.
The cat
Is
house
it?
was the bar next to the whiskey
Oh
that fucking
yeah.
Ricky Rackman used to own.
Ricky Rackman, everybody. Yeah, I think that you're just setting up for, just a cat fuckfest in that shed. This is what's probably going to
Well,
happen.
the local humane societies have these programs for feral cats where if you trap them and bring them in, they'll fix them for free and you just release them. And what they do is they make them like they clip their ear so that like you can see them out in the wild and you're like, oh, okay, that's cat's fix. I don't, you know, and these are
Okay.
not. So anyway, that's how
But are
you
you
solve
gonna
that.
so now you gotta turn in now you're turning into a cat neuterer.
No, I'm not gonna like that. I'm not gonna deal with that one because I think he's somebody's. I think he's actually somebody's cat.
God damn boring, John.
John. Gene is a desk kitty. He just sleeps on my desk during the day.
So you're working during the day and he's just all over your shit.
No, he mostly sleeps during the day. Like right now, he's just sleeping in his little bed on my desk. He's got, like I said, he's got a little bed on my desk and then the bed under my desk, so he's in either one or two places during the day. No, he at, in the morning he wants to play and in the evenings is playtime. We started this thing with the cats so we play with them like before we go to bed in hopes to, you know, warm
Calm
them.
them down.
Yeah. So it's evening playtime. And
Has that
sometimes,
worked though?
yeah, for the most part. But well, they like it, again, they get used to routine. So, and they know when Josh is home, they'll start hovering like in the hallway like, "Hey, Dad, come in here," like in their little cat room, because he'll whip out like a laser that they chase all over the room, or a little feather toy. Or for Christmas, I got him a remote control Hot Wheel,
Oh my God.
just so the cats to chase around. Anyway, it's cute because they'll be hanging out in the hallway, like, "Hey, Dad, hey, come over here, hey, come over here," or like they'll just straight up meow, "Hey, come over here,
Meow meow.
follow me this way, come play."
Meow meow.
We know where the
Meow
toys
meow.
are. Get those things out.
Meow meow.
Right?
Oh
Meow.
my God. That sounds exhausting.
Well, it's not like dogs that you got to take for walks and shit.
That all sounds exhausting to me. Pets right now just sound exhausting to me.
I was gonna say, I don't have to leave my house.
Yeah.
Yay. There's always that part. Yay.
Yay. Nomad life.
Up with you?
Oh, it's Saturday, and the girls are down in Orange County for now, and it's President's Day on the weekend,
Oh
and
yeah, long weekend. Woohoo!
long weekend. So yeah, looking forward to that. And
The last company I worked for, we did not get President's Day off.
I don't think we used to either. But yeah, just
I'll take it.
yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. Ew, 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 ew.
I think I told you, over this a little while ago, I became obsessed with Jelly Roll, not the food. He's a country artist. Well, he started out being a rapper, and then he recently turned country.
Interesting when people go that route. You start off as hip hop and end up in country. It's like, wow, what, huh?
Well, it's funny because they keep saying that, like, he's got his little cute little blonde wife, and when they were at the Country Music Awards this year, he kept saying, "Yeah, everyone, my wife keeps saying I married a rapper. Now I'm at the Country Music Award." She's like, "I don't know how that happened." Anyway, of course, I like him more of it. What happened was I
Was
learned
it
about
happen
him
was.
during award season because he did this song. And he's got like this full choir in the background. And Wynonna Judd came out to sing with them, but she was in the news because she was looking all scared and petrified and like not really moving around on stage. So I had to go watch the video and be like, "What's up, Wynonna?" And turns out she addressed the situation. She heard people talking and she said, "I was just really nervous, y'all." And you're like, hasn't this woman been performing for like 40 years and she still gets
Right?
nervous? But it was a cool song. It was called Need a Favor. And like I said, they had this like gospel choir in the background. And Wynonna singing the hell out of that song. And then so it made me go like, "Oh, who's this guy?" Or I'd heard of him. I went and did a dive into his stuff, found out he was a rapper. So of course I like his more rappy stuff. But he's kind of,
So does he do a combination of that, or he's
well,
just gone country?
he straight up just started rapping, but there was one, I guess during the pandemic, he recorded a song and actually sang for the first time on a song just to try it out because of something that he'd written or something, and it got an overwhelming response from people. And he's like, "Oh, well, maybe I should sing a little bit more." And he talks about how there's a documentary about him on Hulu, actually,
Oh, funny.
and talks about how he doesn't even think he sings properly. Like he doesn't even think he's singing like from his diaphragm or the right way because he just started doing it on his own. He goes, "I don't think I'm even doing it right," you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so and then the crowd seemed to embrace him. It's funny because I texted a friend of mine from the radio station down here, the guy who's the program director of the country station, and I told him, I said, "Dude, I'm a little obsessed with Jelly Roll right now." And he goes, "Dude, he's the most real thing that country's gotten in decades." Because this guy talks about mental health issues. He talks about his mother, how he's lost her to mental issues. He was in and out of foster care. This kid, I
Oh
don't
my
even think
God.
he's like 40. And he goes, "I've been in and out of jail 40 times already." Because he was a
Jeez.
kid trying to sell drugs on the street because it was the only way he knew how to make money and shit. And when you
Yeah.
look at his first rapper shit, you're like, "Oh no, homie." Like the braids in his hair and stuff, you know, a
Like he
little
was
white
thug
kid.
life.
Yeah. And you're like, "Oh no." But like that, I ended up like, so anyway, point being, I got into this guy and then they just announced he's coming to our fair this year.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing I told Josh is like, I'm like, I like him. I'm like, but we can't go to a show. One, I'm a little too brown. And Josh is too white because I just assume all of his fans are like white country redneck tweakers, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
And I don't want Josh, I'm like, you can't go, and I can't go. I
Yeah.
will feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you might want to
So
size that one out just to.
I told him, I said, well, maybe we'll just go to the fair that night and just I can just hang out and hear the music. I go, but I guarantee he's probably not going to do as much rap shit because he's making it right now as a country artist.
Right.
So I said,
Like, does he have like a whole album of country stuff at this point?
well, put it this way, like I will go look at his catalog for you. Like I want to say he's got more rap albums than country. I think his last two albums were considered country, and everything before that was more rap. And as far as how many albums he's got at least. Okay, so the most recent one was 2023, and that one he's even got one called Waylon and Willie 4. Okay, so there's a guy named Struggle Jennings, like Waylon Jennings is from that family, and he's a rapper, part of their family. So these
Okay.
guys have done albums together. He's done albums, he's done shit with Yellow Wolf. You heard of that guy?
I've heard the name.
So anyway, he's got albums as far back as 2011. 11,
Okay.
12, 13, 14, 15, and almost like every year since. So, and I'd probably say the last two albums are country. Everything before that is gonna be rap. But like I said,
Okay.
he never made it that far as a rap artist. He's making it way bigger as a country guy.
Wow.
So I told Josh, I said, I'm just gonna straight up and see what his wait and see what his set list he's gonna start doing next summer is. Because again, the last set list I last couple I looked at were radio, so that didn't count radio shows. They only do like four or five songs. And before that, even the set list he was doing, there's only like it was half and half. And I'm like, see, because some of his country songs are a little too country for me.
Yeah.
There's one called Son of a Sinner.
You gotta be
That's
a
a country
fan
song.
and just hey man, to each his own. Not my shit. I can't relate. I cannot relate. My sister's all about the shit now, but yeah, I
That's
don't relate.
wait, what?
Oh yeah, man, she loves all that country music stuffs and things.
I didn't know that. I did not know that about her.
Yeah,
Has your
yeah.
brother embraced it? I mean, he lives in Texas.
If he does, he hides it pretty well.
Okay, so your sister openly admits it.
Oh yeah, like I was getting made fun of because when I was out there, one of the times I was out there last year, I was playing I don't know, one of Sophia's Pandora stations on in the car because it was just easy to just find whatever, and I was getting made fun of for listening to fucking T Swift, and I'm like, but you listen to country.
Dang.
T Swift was country
Right, right,
and
right,
bounced and
right.
bounced.
I was gonna say, so you weren't listening to her country shit, I'll take it.
No, 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 no,
I'll
no,
have to
no.
admit, I have maybe one or two of her songs on my playlist.
Her what songs?
T Swift.
Her country songs or
No,
her? I
no,
was gonna say.
no. Trouble was one of my favorite. I like, okay, I'm not gonna say favorites.
Yeah.
One of them I have on my playlist. And then I think I had that Lavender something one that was popular last year on my playlist, on a playlist.
Yeah, Little Home Slice likes her, so he gets played. Although she's more of a Pink fan than anything.
Yeah, that's dope.
She loves her some Pink.
Oh man, I would love to go see Pink.
Us too. It's so cool. She one of my wife's coworkers had gone to the show. I didn't really know that she was in town or whatnot. They bought Little Home Slice a t-shirt from the show. I'm like, that was very sweet.
That is cool.
Yeah. But yeah, she's all about it. She's got a poster on her wall and shit.
Very cute.
She's like
Very cute.
Pank. Pank. Everybody Pank. Anything else in music that's been catching your ear lately?
Let me go to my Jam of the Week playlist. Little Dicky put out a new album because he had a new series, a new season of Dave. So this
Oh my
album was
God.
the album he was working on this season of the show. It's called Penis.
It's called what?
Penis.
That's what I thought you said, but I mean, at least it's subtle. You
Penis.
know, it's subtle. It's
Penis.
wow.
With a
Even
TH.
oh, with a TH.
TH at the end. Penis.
Oh, penis.
There you go.
Like if like Mike Tyson was saying penis.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. I got you. That's weird.
Not much. Let's see. Ooh, I'm excited to when I'm done talking to you, I'm gonna go binge watch the rest of the new season of Love Is Blind.
Oh boy.
Season six.
That they've had 6 seasons of that show.
I know, right? Already? Netflix is pumping that shit out these days. That's the one where they meet in the pods and they do not see each other at first, and then they meet. Then they get engaged, and then you can see her.
That's what's the
Love Is
hurry?
Blind. Love Is Blind is the name of the show. Love Is Blind.
I know, but what's the hurry? Let's.
Well, I'm just saying, if you go on that show, that's what you know you gotta be in for. That's what you're signing up for.
That's a commitment.
There's the other one I got sucked into for a little while that's kind of funny. It's on Netflix. You might heard of it. It's called Too Hot to Handle. But I was like, who cares, right? But they take these obviously really hot, like 20 sing all single 20-year-olds and stick them on an island with booze and shit, right? And they're like, woo, yeah, we're gonna go crazy. And then they're all partying, and then at the end of the night, they come on and tell them, so this is a show. And there's like $250,000 on the line, but the rules are is you can't have sex of any kind. You can't kiss, you can't fondle, you can't even self-gratify.
I'm sorry, what?
For the month, and if any of the rules are broken, money gets deducted from the pot.
So you can't even handle your own business is what you're
Nope.
saying.
Nope.
Right, well, I'm bowing out of this fucking show.
Well, that's the
Thanks
funny
for.
thing. And so it started out with these people signing up for it and not knowing what they were getting into. And
Oh
that,
no.
yeah, it's pretty funny. And then, like, a few seasons in, I want to say they're on seasons five or six, and people started to know of the show. Then they full on had to trick them. So the first
Oh.
day they're there, they're like, welcome to, and they're creating these fake shows with fake names. They even brought in Mario fucking Lopez one day, like, as the host.
Oh,
And then,
God.
like, by the end of the night, they drop the ball on him. Oh, you're on Too Hot to Handle. And they're like, fuck.
That sounds like a nightmare that you're
It's pretty
signing up
funny.
for a reality show that you might not even have an idea what you're getting into.
But I'm assuming y'all just sign on board going, yeah, we're down. We don't care.
That's
So
crazy.
then what they do is, obviously, there's people that are kind of hooking up and thinking they're going to get away with shit. And they don't. And they lose money. And then, like, they gather everybody. And they're like, the host is kind of like the circle. You don't ever see her. It's a cone that talks. Lana. Anyway.
Oh, like Secret Chef.
Yes. Oh, you watch Secret Chef too? We totally
We
watch that.
did.
I'm like, does that host not get paid as much because it's just their voice? Because that kind of sucks. They probably don't.
That's a good question, actually.
And I
I'm not
Secret Chef
sure.
maybe is one that made me think of that. It's like, why didn't you just give us a host? You know, it's
Yeah.
like.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like the chefy hat because it reminds me of
Yeah.
Miss Minutes from Loki.
I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna go back to that show in a minute. But so and this one, so then they get, you know, then they'll be like they're like, everybody gather around, please. And then she'll be like, oh, there was a rule breach last night. And then she
Oh.
basically busts everybody going, so and so, there was a kiss and it cost you $5,000. I was like, fuck. And then they're like, okay,
Oh.
who's gonna admit it? What the fuck happened? And then people are like, oh, they have to admit shit. They don't have to, but they
Oh.
do, and they throw each other under the bus because they suck. And then, but then they start giving them workshops on how to create more meaningful relationships, how to go
Oh,
deeper,
God.
shit like that. So they learn lessons and stuff. And then, like, towards the end, oh, and then sometimes they'll bring new people in the middle again who don't know what show they're walking into. And they're like, great, here's new people. And they don't even know what show they're on. And then the people that are already there eventually have to tell them.
I got some
But
bad
then,
news.
as they progress and get better, and then sometimes if you're not connecting any relationships, they'll just boot you out. They're like, you're not making any real connections. You're out of here and bring somebody else in.
Wow.
But so towards the end, if they're doing good, then they give them all like these, looks like watch Apple Watches almost. And they're like, if it turns green at any moment, rules are off. And then you can actually like kiss, touch, do whatever.
Wow, so people can really like squeeze in some stuff and things there.
Yeah, but they don't give them that much time. And the
I
green
mean,
light
like,
only
how long
works.
are they getting? Are they getting
No.
35, 45 minutes?
No, like a minute. So like, yeah,
Oh.
they'll be on a date and it'll be a couple and we're like, he asks her if he really wants to be your girlfriend, that'll be cute. And then they'll leave him the green light for like 2 minutes or whatever, and they're like, oh my God, they get all excited.
2 minutes.
Oh, and then sometimes to test them, they'll be like, y'all have been too naughty and being too close. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you the private suite for the night.
Damn.
But you still can't break any of the rules. If you do, it's like double the fine.
Damn.
And then they'll be like, they'll ask the other kids, like, do you think they're gonna do it? And they're like, nah, they're gonna fuck it up. Or
Oh my God.
anyway.
So you can't do anything to anyone or yourself.
Nope. There's cameras
Damn.
everywhere. You get caught. You can't try and sneak shit.
So what if
Like I said, they do. They bust you and they gather everybody and they're like, oh, there
No,
was
I
this
know, but
whole
I'm
room
saying
breach
like
last night.
so being naked isn't a sexual thing, so could a
No.
person be completely naked?
100%. But if somebody touches you, oh,
That's when
rule breach. Cuddling is allowed. That's it. Cuddling is the only thing allowed. No groping, no petting.
Wow, that's hard because like if I'm cuddling, I want
Yep.
like a handful of
And
something.
again, they're on a beach, so they're wearing very little clothes to begin with.
Oh man. And there's 6 seasons of this shit.
Five or six, I think. Haven't watched all of them, but I watched a couple.
I'm
Was pretty funny. Secret
trying to think.
Chef. That show was
Yes, Secret
cool.
Chef.
Was that Netflix or Hulu?
That was Netflix, I
So they had
believe.
these chefs. It was cool because they would cook in secret and they would judge everybody else's recipes in secret. Here's what I didn't like about that show.
Uh-oh.
One bad dish and you were out.
Yeah, it was
I mean, like, because you weren't, they were guessing on who was who. It
Yep.
wasn't like a, well, let's consider your track record. Like that one guy who went home should have won the whole fucking thing. That one Asian cook guy
Yeah.
should have
I
won the whole
agree.
fucking thing, but he had one bad dish in it. And it's like, that's the thing. It's like one bad dish sends you home because,
Well, I
oh,
mean,
this.
like there was that French guy who was like a professional chef, and
Yep.
he had one bad thing, and all of a sudden he's gone.
Yep, exactly. That's why I was
Oh,
like, it's
shit.
tough. I liked the show. Don't get me wrong. It was a nice concept, nice different concept to a cooking show. But outside, I was like, ooh, ouch. Because, like I said, I fully think that other guy should have won.
Yeah. It was funny though when they get like not towards the end because towards the end they obviously are pretty dead on who is who,
Right.
but when they're not like in the middle, of the season and they're like, I think it's this person, and it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm pretty convinced it's this person. Eh.
Yeah. I did like that show.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, here's something that pisses me off about cooking shows these days.
Uh-oh.
You got your professional chefs. You've
Yep.
got your quote unquote home cooks.
Oh
Fine.
God. Hey, I know where this is going.
And now we have social media chef.
So you're watching Next Level Chef.
Well, I think Secret Chef had some too.
Oh,
Same
really?
thing.
Because
Yes, it's been more than one show for sure. And it's like,
okay.
no, that pisses me off. That's not a thing. Unless I can taste your fucking food, don't call yourself a chef.
Yeah.
I mean, like, here's the thing. We all know the tricks to TV and like the ice cream sundaes on Happy Days were made out of mashed potatoes. So you can make your food look as pretty as you fucking want, but if it tastes like shit, what's the fucking point? Social media chef. That pisses me off.
Yeah, we've this season of Next Level Chef, which is a fucking Gordon Ramsay show. He
Is there a new
has
one on? Because I thought, I'm like,
yeah,
oh, I watched
yeah,
that.
yeah.
Ooh, there's another one? Okay.
And that's how they have it. So the first episode is just before they split up and they pick the teams, him and the other guy, Richard Blaze or whatever, and that
Yeah.
lady.
Yeah.
But before they get to that part, they have to weed down the competition so that way they can kind of get an idea of who they're going to pick and stuff. So they started off with like the social media ones, and then they went to the home ones,
Oh, so
and
that's
then
the level that they split them up at? That's smart. That's smart. Because those are different level of fucking cooks.
yeah, and then so at the at so once the professional chefs go, then that's when the judges will pick their teams. So
Cool, cool, cool.
it'll be a combination of all those things, but yeah, social media.
I'm
I'm
actually
a social
texting
media
my
mish.
husband right now. I'm like, apparently there's a new season of Next Level Chef that we're behind on.
You know what we've been actually really addicted to watching lately?
What?
Which is funny because it's a prequel show, technically.
Okay.
And
Okay.
I am not a fan of the original show because it's just not for me.
But you like, oh, but you like the prequel.
But I like
Okay.
the prequel so much more. We've been watching Young Sheldon.
It's funny that you say that because I did not like the Big Bang Theory either. I tried to watch it and I assumed I would. I'm like, it's about nerds who like Star Wars and shit. Why, what's not, you know, hello, Allie.
Yeah, no.
But no. It's funny because when you said that, the first thing that came to mind was I was told actually recently that I should probably start watch that I should watch Better Call Saul. Better, is that what it's
Yeah,
called?
I've heard that a lot.
Because yeah, I watched Breaking Bad. I was like, and I enjoyed it. It's like, yeah, maybe I should. You know what we also started watching? We have what we call dinner shows that are safe to watch while you eat dinner.
Yeah, that's my entire life since since
Truth.
my child
Since
is
you have a
nine and
child.
my wife is squeamish at everything. She has to be innocuous.
And I think we're a little behind on this, but we started watching Abbott Elementary.
Oh, I love Abbott
See,
Elementary.
yeah,
We
everyone guys know this. Everyone's I say that to you, goes, oh, that's a good show. That shit's funny. That fucking
yeah, we've been
principal is
watching that
making me
one.
laugh. I only watched we only
Oh,
watched the first one so
Ava is
far.
my fucking favorite. She is fucking so fucking hoodwinked and shit. It's pretty good shit. Yeah, I like we like the Abbott Elementaries.
Oh, and we also watched the Netflix Griselda about Griselda Blanco
Oh
series.
yeah. Yeah,
That was
I think
really
you were telling
good.
me about that.
It was really good. Sorry, Sofia Vergara did a good job. It's funny because they tried to make Sofia Vergara look ugly.
Good luck.
Right? I saw her on Kelly Clarkson's show, and Kelly's almost like, oh my God, you did all that, and you're like, you're still beautiful. I'm like, Sofia got pissed. She's like, fuck you. She's like, they made me ugly. She goes, I was in my makeup chair for like 4 hours. She goes, that was a wig. That was a fake nose. That was a fake teeth and chin. And it's like, no offense to the real one, but she still didn't look like the real one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They, she's
Like
like, yeah,
some
they,
people you just can't ugly up, man.
yeah, I think she's one of them. I mean, yeah, they tried to make her look ugly. And yeah, she wasn't looking like herself, but she wasn't horrible. You know, it was like, she did a really good job in that role, I thought too.
Well, that's dope.
I saw a video today from she had four sons and only one of them is alive. The rest of them
Oh,
got
no.
no, the rest of them got like right before she was let out of jail. And they're like, yeah, they're like,
Oh.
they did that on purpose. Her enemies.
Oh,
Yeah.
damn, man.
So the one son that was left was talking about how like the story is like, you know, some stuff was, they just embellished the myth. Some of this wasn't right, but he goes, you know, I appreciate the story. Because he's the only son left, he goes, I want to make sure that her story does get told, you know. Actually, it was funny because I was thinking I was telling you, the Netflix show made it sound like she was running drugs, like exporting them and not on the street herself selling them, but with her
Yeah.
husband, they had a thing going on with the husband's brother, who's a supplier. And but then, and that was in Colombia, and then she shot her husband to get away from him and stole a kilo of coke and went to Miami, and then with that 1 kilo of coke she kind of started her empire under her own name in Miami, and Netflix made it look like she was the first one to bring it to the white people because they're like, white people, they're not going to go down to the street and buy the drugs, you know, because
Yeah.
they're too scared. So she was the one that started sucking in the tennis coaches and the aerobic instructors and the maids and the chefs and getting them to give it to their bosses and shit.
Interesting.
But her kids said, no, she was already huge by the time she went to Miami. It's not like she didn't
Oh,
start.
okay.
He's like, no, she was already a big name. He's like, story's a little different. But they say she's responsible for over 200 deaths.
That's crazy.
Yep. The beginning of the whole series started out with a quote comes across the screen and the screen in parts, and it says, "The only man I was ever afraid of was a woman named Griselda Blanco, and it was from Pablo Escobar."
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so that's
Jesus.
worth a watch. That was
All
fun.
right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We've been watching like I mean before the strike and all, because let's not forget we had months and months of a strike and some junk.
Truth.
But we were watching a lot of innocuous TV. Like there's a show on CBS that's a American version of a show that called Ghosts.
Okay, yeah. I've seen the commercial for it.
Yeah, it's cute. It's funny. There's an American version. Both versions are really funny. I'm not going to tell you one is better than the other. They're both a little different, but good. We've been watching So Help Me Todd, which has like
Okay,
one.
I've seen the commercial for that the other day too. I'm like, oh, it's the guy from Pitch Perfect and
Yes.
that
Yes.
lady that's in everything.
Yeah.
And she's
And
always
that.
playing a snippety uppity lady. Like she's always with the
Yeah.
uppity neighbor.
God damn it, I had her name right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I was having like Marie Small.
Mariska
Nope, nope, nope. That's the cop
Hargitay.
lady. Nope.
Marissa
Nope.
Tomei. Marsha.
Closer.
Damn it. Am I going to give in? Am I going to give in?
Give in
Yeah.
to the computers, the all-knowing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be here all day trying to fucking figure this out.
Like the old days.
Marcia Gay Harden.
Oh, there you go.
And
Oh.
he's Skylar Astin. That's
I
that
would have
kid's
pulled that
name.
out. Just Pitch Perfect guy.
Pitch Perfect guy.
It was like earlier in the week, I was getting fed up with technology. I said, fuck this shit. I just want to go back to an analog plug-in phone, and I'm going to just start playing cassettes again.
Yeah, but see, here's your problem though. Is that when you want more cassettes, you're going to have to go buy cassettes, which means you have to leave the house.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to play what I have.
And that's just it. That's just
Yep.
that's
Yeah. And I have albums, so I'll play the albums that I have too.
it.
How about I leave the house for it? I got Amazon.
Oh, okay, but that's technology.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't
See what
think
I'm
about that
saying?
part. Yeah, no. I was just
Yeah, if
talking
we're
about.
rolling back technology, I mean that's Amazon Prime too.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I've talked to my husband lately about, hey, let's just pack up and live in an RV and just go wherever, right? And then I was going, how am I going to get Amazon? I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go into stores.
Or actually, believe it or not, like there's Amazon does do those things where it's like, we'll
Oh, the
ship it
drop
to you.
boxes?
Yeah, or you could just pick it up at a Dropbox.
Right,
So
right, right,
technically, you
right.
could get
Yeah,
away
but if
with
I'm
that.
already probably going into a Walmart anyway for a drop box, I'm in Walmart
Yeah,
now.
true. I mean, unless it's something they don't carry, which I have
Actually,
no
which
idea.
I found today, because when I was out running around looking for my cookie supplies, it's the icing. I had to find meringue powder, which I was not able
Meringue
to find
powder.
in two
Okay.
stores. Although Joss City looked it up and Michaels has it. And I was like, oh, that's all the way across town. But actually, I'm going
It
out
will
tomorrow. So I'm
stay.
like, maybe I'll pick it up tomorrow because I'm only going to do the cookies today. I'll do the icing later. What else was I could not find? There were two ingredients, I believe. Oh, basically the coloring for the frosting. It's not your regular store-bought food coloring. That shit's basic. It's true because I'll be looking online, like I said, on my like, and now I'm on cookie decorating like Reddits and shit, and they're like, "How come my frosting color isn't as vibrant?" And they're like, "Because you use the steer from the store. Because you use the basic ash food coloring from the store."
Womp.
Won't cut it.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm getting tattooed tomorrow.
So, yeah, let's talk about this tattoo of yours and what's happening here, 'cause
It's been
this is
forever.
yeah, and it's something pretty decent's going on there.
Yeah, so both of my arm, one arm's completely covered, and I call it my scrapbook arm because it's all just random shit that I like. And then my other arm is like maybe half covered. And I decided, I'm like, oh, I wish I'd gone with a theme. So I'm having my half covered arm completely redone and covered up with a Japanese sleeve. And it's going to be like water and koi fish and flowers and that shit.
Holy shit.
So basically, I'm going in tomorrow for the first session for 4 hours. And so I'm like, oh, so he's basically going to lay out an outline. And I'm like, I'm just going to get my arm scratched the shoot up
Oof.
tomorrow.
Yep, you sure are. Jesus. Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked tattoos.
Well, if you I mentioned this before, is that Josh got me a gift certificate like 2 Christmases ago. So I've been sitting on that, and that was for $250. And then the same artist guy, last Christmas, he did a raffle, but he was giving away like a $500 gift certificate, and you could buy $20 raffle tickets. And he said, whatever you buy, if you don't win, will be credit towards the tattoo.
That's amazing.
So I went, cool. So I bought like another $100 worth and didn't win. But now I'm like, okay, well, now I'm sitting on 350 credit for you. So I'm gonna come down and get some shit. Yeah. Let's
Nice.
start some shit.
Let's do this.
Is it raining, Anna? It's raining here now.
No, it's I,
It's officially started raining, and we are actually on flood watch until like Monday.
yeah, well, I saw those flood watch messages too. Apparently we got some ridiculous amount of water here in Calabasas, with the crazy rains. My wife was trying to tell me it was like 10 inches, and I'm like, I think that's what? Don't think that's possible, but
Yeah, I'm
okay.
like, oh, I should go dump out my rain gauge because it's got about like almost an inch of water in there already.
But
It's supposed
yeah,
to rain straight now through 6 a.m. tomorrow, it said. We're on flood watch until 6 a.m.
we're supposed to get rain from like whenever it starts to like midweek.
Yeah.
Hey, I also got
Same.
some tattoos there.
Tattoos.
Tattoos. Yeah, it's been a while, but I got some
Tattoos are
tattoos.
fun.
Yeah, on my the top of my right arm. No, left arm. I got a Cuban royal palm tree that's like whisking in the wind. It
Cool.
is beautiful. And then I had spent a week in Vegas with my sister, and they go to this little place that does like flash, like, you get like this, all these for X amount of money or whatever. So I ended up walking out with three little tattoos. One is a ghost
That's cool. I
for,
do want to get a Halloween tattoo.
yeah, for
The guy
Halloween's.
I'm
And
going to on a flash, he's got like it's a Halloween donut. So
okay.
it's like a cake donut with orange frosting and the like Halloween color, but then like he's like angry.
No.
Anyway.
I also got a little cloud with a lightning bolt and rain. So I thought it would be funny if like when I went back to have them put a little smiley face on it. So it's I'm only happy when it rains. And then I got a it's not a unicorn because he's got wings. It's a something corn. Alicorn. There, I remember what it was.
You mean he's got a horn and wings? Gotcha.
Which makes him an alicorn as opposed to a unicorn.
Or a Pegasus.
Or a Pegasus. So
Cool,
yeah,
cool, cool.
got some little tattoos. Trying to,
Tattoos.
yeah, tattoos since it had been what?
I'd rather 100% say tattoo, which I got that from Bob's Burger because he was on
Because
the
everything
sports.
is just because Bob Burger is life.
Yeah, so. Long story short, short story long.
Short story long.
Tina is obsessed with horses, and they have this thing that's kind of like My Little Ponies, but then they go to a convention, and these group of guys that are My Little Pony fans, I think, I don't remember what they're called, not bronies, but they have their own name. They're called Equestronauts, or because it's not My Little Ponies or something. Anyway, Bob has to infiltrate them, so he has to get a horse costume, and Tina teaches him everything to know, and then he goes and infiltrates the group. And at one point, the group got him drunk and made him get a tattoo of one of the horses. That's what the guy called it.
A tattoo.
And a tattoo, yeah. So that's what he called it. And then, like, so they started it on Bob, but then the family busted in and they didn't finish. But it's now canon. So, like, you'll see every once in a while if Bob doesn't have his shirt on, there's like a little squiggly line on his back from when he almost had to get the tattoo that he got, like, just lines. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, point being, I'm like, I would 100% rather say tattoo than tat. I hate that.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I hate
I'm
that
not a
so
fan
much.
of tat. I'm not a fan of ink. Like, oh, you got inked. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that still doesn't bother me as much as tat, but yeah, that's
Oh
true.
no, they both to me they're both cringeworthy. It's like
Yeah.
I have a tattoo, but.
See, that's just fun to say.
Yeah, as opposed to, I mean, I could, I would rather much rather say tattoo
Yeah.
than
Tats. Nice tat.
tats or nice
You're gonna
tats.
get
Oh, nice,
tatted.
like nice ink. Ooh.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm there with you. That's cringe.
we're so old
Yeah.
people. Bleh.
Ooh.
Bleh, 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 bleh.
Oh my God, speaking of old people, a couple weekends ago I sat down and watched there was a I don't know, Netflix or Hulu. It's called Queen Bees, about
Oh,
the
okay.
ladies
Yeah,
in the old home.
I've
It
seen the
was
preview or
a good
something.
cast though, because it was, see, now I'm like, who the fuck was in it? It was Jane Curtin was in it, and fucking what's the redheaded chick that was in Grumpy Old Men? Anne Margaret,
Oh, Anne Margaret, I love Anne Margaret.
right?
I really do. I'm not joking.
Oh, it was Ellen Burstyn, fucking James Caan in his last role ever. Anne Margaret, Loretta Devine, Jane Curtin, fucking Christopher Lloyd's in it for like 2 minutes. But yeah, it was cute. And then I also watched on Netflix. So I watched, that was called Queen Bees. And then on Netflix, I watched in the same day Queen Pins.
Shit. You had a queen day.
Yeah, totally. And that was Kristen Bell, and it was her and her friend. It was based on a true story of running this coupon scam where they made millions of dollars. They would basically, like, she discovered that, you know, if you write a letter to somebody and complain about their products, they usually send you a free coupon for it, right?
Right.
So then they figured out, well, let's go to where these coupons are actually printed at some place in Mexico. So they go down there and got some couple to give them coupons just out the door. Like,
Oh,
they're like,
God.
the guy was like, basically, there's the printing side and there's the redemption side of the coupons. He goes, but one side doesn't do what the other, know what the other one's doing. So all the extra coupons that they printed, he was just giving them to her out the back door, and then she would go sell them, right?
Whoa.
And make shit tons of money off selling them online. But then, like, how she got busted, Vince Vaughn's in it too. She ended up getting busted because, like, Procter and Gamble would call these grocery stores and be like, okay, we have a problem. We printed out like 1,000 of these coupons, and so far, like 10,000 have been redeemed. Because the
Oh.
guy who was trying to catch her was like, they're real, they're not fake. I can tell they're not fake.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, you know. Anyway,
I
it
didn't
was
even think
fun.
of that at some point the company would be like, 'cause it, I guess yeah, I guess they would have to keep track of
Yeah,
like the
when they
store
have
would
a
have to keep
promotion and these
track.
coupons going out, how many are we going to print? How many, you know, yeah, how many are going to go out? In
Yeah,
what areas, like, you know?
it's like this area has gotten a lot of fucking discounts lately. What the fuck's going on there?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But she sold them online, so they were going out everywhere.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute.
That's pretty funny. Did,
I
so she
mean,
got caught busted?
well, they eventually got busted, and here's the thing. There were two girls. The partner only got like a year probation. She ended up getting like not even a year, like just like maybe 10 months or something like that. They're like the big name brands, they didn't want to be associated with the scandal. So they didn't want to be involved in the case. So they're like just like, nah, let it go. We don't want to press charges. So it was only the prosecutor that pressed charges for like mail fraud or like some little shit. And they didn't have. They didn't, and then at the end of the movie, they said, and then they just moved to like another country, like where they don't export criminals, and just started it all over again.
Oh my God.
Like, good on you, ladies. Good
I
on
mean,
you.
like, listen, I mean, when you find your lucrative hustle,
Right?
I mean, you know.
It was cute. It was cute. It was a cute watch. Was funny because they thought for some reason they had like the money they were making on the coupons that was dirty money and they had to launder it. So they went and bought all this stupid shit and then were just trying to sell it. And then they thought the money was clean. And then the stupid girl, like they had this little criminal hacker girl that was helping him. They're like, the money's already clean and it's coming in. It's not, you're like, that's what, because the one of the girls had a makeup, like she sold makeup. They're like, that's
Oh,
what
okay.
her business is. It's coming through that. They're like, it's already washed, you idiot. And they're like, so they got busted with an airplane hangar full of like with a private jet and all these fucking cars and shit like
Oh my
that.
God. Damn, straight up like fucking hip hop status and
They
shit.
were selling guns to like local militia and shit.
Damn, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, because like I said, they were just buying shit and reselling it because they thought they had to clean their money. It was funny. Like I
Impressive.
said, it was cute.
Most impressive.
Too funny. Anyway, all right. You want to talk about this movie last night?
Well, I wanna just do this first.
Yo, it's the Goody Squad.
Here's the Goody Squad. I'm
Holy
Team Button
shit. Hey, everybody. Hey.
Dick.
Hey.
Totally forgot to open the spreadsheet to tell me what even fucking episode we were on.
No, so I looked it up.
Oh, good.
Because essentially 187 was supposed to be Idiocracy.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that was supposed
wait,
to
wait,
end
wait,
up.
Wait, wait, wait. We ended on 187, or we were supposed to be 187. Like, this is 187?
I think, here, let me, I'm
wait, wait,
even
wait, are you telling
going
me
to.
We were killed on 187? We died on 187?
Which would be so meta. Oh my god. Let's see. Oh no, we did 187. Okay. So yeah, we went out on 187.
So that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So we were murdered.
Murdered. But we're back.
We're here. Hey everybody. We
so
used
this
to
is
do a
188.
podcast.
Is that what you're telling me?
This is 188. Yeah. We're doing a podcast, you guys.
Use.
Use the Utes.
The Utes.
So what movie did we watch here? We watched fucking Rebel Moon here.
Rebel Moon on the Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I was searching for it and I typed in Royal Moon and I'm like, why can't I find this fucking movie? I was about to text you. What the fuck are we supposed to be watching? And then they're
Andy
like,
Rooney?
Do you mean Rebel Moon? I was like, oh yes.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah,
Okay.
I guess I do. Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what I meant. And then I saw that it was 2 hours and 16 minutes and went, fuck.
Not only is it 2 hours and 16 minutes, I watched it twice.
Oh my god, so that's 4 hours and 32 minutes.
Which I did not want to do.
You know what?
It's not out of sheer pleasure that I went back and watched it, but like we had kind of planned to do this a little earlier, but then, you know, life. And then
I was sick last week.
Yeah.
And then I had people in town. Again, life.
Yeah, that's why I said life. And and then I'm like, oh, man, I barely remember this movie except for the fact that I really just wasn't into it. So I'm like, maybe I was just
wait. I didn't catch that part before we discussed it earlier. So you weren't into it, but suggested watching it again anyway?
Well, this is the movie we picked, right? And I had already watched, and I had watched it for us, right, for the show. But
you'd already watched it for the show and then decided to go back and watch it.
Yeah,
it
because it
wasn't
just
like you were watching it on your own, decided you didn't like it, and then suggested
no,
it
no.
For the shoe. Heard.
I mean,
got it.
But I mean, that totally would be something I would totally do.
So tell the people why you picked this movie.
So I had heard rumblings of this movie that Zack Snyder was supposed to do a fucking Star Wars movie, and that this script here from this movie was basically that, was the script that he was going to use for his Star Wars movie. So I thought, okay, interesting. Like, that would be worth seeing, because I'd be interested to see like what kind of Star Wars movie this would have been. And goddamn, it was like
long.
fucking, it was like Lord of the Rings, because it's like the first movie is basically just putting the team together. And
yeah, and you know what? We got through the end of it. So we had our husband's girlfriend was over last night, and he watched it too. And he goes, "You just sucked me into a fucking sequel." He goes, "You fucking sucked me into a series." So I'm like, "I didn't know, man. I didn't know."
Yeah. Well, I mean,
apparently it's
listen,
just a two-parter.
Luckily for his girlfriend, it's like the next part comes out like extremely soon. So
tell the people who Zack Snyder is.
Zack Snyder is so he's, you know, he's a director, and he's done like the Justice League movie, you know, the one that everybody was like, oh, I want to see the Snyder cut. And then they put the Snyder cut out, and it's like, okay, did you really need that in your life? Because it seemed very similar. So yeah, I don't really know much of the story behind like why they didn't go with his thing, but I'm kind of glad they didn't go with his thing. You know, like, I love a good sci-fi movie, and you know me, I'm a sucker for Star Wars. I'm a sucker for anything sci-fi. I'm a sucker for anything that's space related and future related, and you know, that kind of shit.
Hold
And
up, hold up, real quick. I'm looking
Okay.
at Zack Snyder's filmography here.
Yeah.
He did some. He's responsible for some music videos from back in the day. He did the most recent was 2009, a My Chemical Romance video. He's worked with Rod Stewart, ZZ Top, Paul Westerberg. In 92, he did Somebody to Shove for Soul Asylum. And he also did Morrissey, Peter Murphy, and Lizzie Borden.
Pretty
And out of,
Murphy.
I've heard of the artist more than any of those songs because Somebody to Shove was the only song I've known out of all those artists. Because, like, for ZZ Top, he did a song called World of Swirl.
Okay. That's weird. I didn't really knew he had a like I just know him from like movies and stuff. I didn't know he had a another life as
ZZ Top, World of Swirl. I don't know why. That should
It
be the
sounds like
name.
an ice cream place.
I was gonna say that should be the name of an ice cream, a soft serve shop.
Yeah. Sign me
Yogurt
up.
shop.
The candy shop.
Oh, nope. Fitty's already got that. Okay, anyway, movie.
So yeah, sci-fi movie, man. I'm like, woohoo, sci-fi. When we're getting back into this thing, let's do some sci-fi shit. And so yeah, I went this route and I just like
Yes.
I keep giving this guy chances. Like I keep going
Ouch.
like I want to watch this guy's movies. I want to like him. I mean, like it's like, oh shit, fucking the DC universe, great. You got some great characters there. Okay, fine. Oh, okay, all right, all right. I would have not made it so. I mean, like you watch it's you watch a Marvel movie and you know the beat that you're gonna get, right? Except with like, you know, when it's a tragic one like fucking Infinity War, but you knew that was coming and you knew that was gonna be like the jizz of the story. But you know, this guy is just all of his movies are just I want to like his action or his big budget movies, but I just I don't. I just don't. And so, you know, I watched this movie and there was a lot of slow motion, so much slow motion, you know,
That's
for
true. There was a lot of slow motion.
fight battles and shit. And I'm like,
Seeing a superhero
okay,
landing.
yeah, oh, cool, you know, which yeah, I like that, but like, I'd like to also see those in regular speed.
You know what? Maybe if it didn't have so much fucking slow motion, the movie wouldn't have been 2 hour over 2 hours long.
Oh,
Regular
100%.
motion, dude. Regular motion. Keep it under
Yeah.
two.
Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Yeah, and like I wanted to like it, but like as they went on this little journey of like picking up people for this. So basically, this chick is she's living on this planet and she sees a spaceship come into the atmosphere and she freaks the fuck out. And we don't know why she's freaking out, but you know that
Nobody else
these
seems to
people.
be freaking out. Nobody
No,
else seems to
and
be as concerned as she was.
right, and so these villagers are
They
like,
should have been.
okay, let's get our story straight here. Like,
I didn't
what's
really like the bad guy. It's like, are you a Nazi from the future? What are
Yeah,
this
right.
movie like crossed very futuristic, but combined it with very old shit too. You know, so it
Yeah.
was kind of like, what time period are we in? I guess that really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean
It's space, I guess.
it's
But
space and
it's kind of like either go with it, either commit or don't. You know what I mean? To like either be futuristic or you know what I mean? It was just kind of
no,
like
you know, I don't mind when there's certain planets that just are a little less tech savvy as I mean they know about it, but they, you know, they're just like it's not for
yeah, no, I
us.
didn't have a problem with that. Just more of the whole bad guys realm. I don't know.
The bad guys were a little too Nazi for me, and then it was very weird. But
Yeah.
that, like the one of the main characters is this guy with the beard who's from the village or whatever.
Yeah,
Like
yeah, yeah.
he comes off so bad because he basically gets the guy who runs the town killed,
Oh yeah. That whole thing was like, what, dude? And I was like, where have we seen you before? I'm like, oh, he came from the haunting show on Netflix. I'm like, okay.
But it's
And then
like,
the guy was the head of
dog.
the town too. I was like, I've seen you before too. Oh, you didn't last very long.
It's like, oh, dog, like you got the guy who runs the town fucking murdered
Straight up. You
because you wanted
contradicted
to,
him in front of fucking everybody.
yeah, you contradict him in front of these fucking,
When
like,
he knew better and you should have shut the fuck up because he knew they were gonna steal your shit, dumbass. We all knew
yeah.
they were gonna steal your shit.
And so this guy gets, this guy goes on this ride of a lifetime with this lady who, this mysterious lady who's like, we need to find fucking people to fight. And I'm like, why is this guy fucking along? Fuck this guy. And he's along for the ride, and people are like, okay, this guy's here. And like almost like they're treating him like he would be like a Luke Skywalker, only he's like a shitty version of a Luke
Yeah, because he
Skywalker.
doesn't do shit. Well, I guess till the end, but it's like that's
No,
dumb.
yeah, but still, like he does
Yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
He adds
He
nothing, he
doesn't even
does nothing.
whine.
Yeah, all he just kind of stands there like watching pensively, like.
I liked the Asian chick. I thought she was badass.
Listen, and I like Charlie Hunnam, like the
Oh,
fucking
his
dude from
accent was fucking horrible. I was like, oh, that's a horrible accent, dude.
that
Just
might be his
don't
that
have
might
one.
be that might be his real
No, isn't he
accent.
Australian? He was sound like he was trying
Oh.
to be Irish.
Yeah, he was trying to sound Irish.
And I was like, dude, just talk normal. Just
Yeah.
be Australian or whatever the fuck you are. Just
Whatever's happening here.
even use your American biker voice if you want. But yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. Whatever's happening here
And
is
they had
not
to put some
good.
random names in it because it's like, oh, Spider Lady, you were from Hunger Games. Can't remember her name. She was also in Saved. I gotta look it up because I
Yeah,
forget
and so
what it was.
like it's basically like this, like these people going on a quest to find these people to fight this big
Round
baddie
up the
who's come to their
posse.
planet. Yeah, and I don't know,
And
like by the time
I did not catch that was Carrie Yowei's, I don't know how to say his name, as the king.
always.
Always, yeah. Did not catch
Oh
it, but
yeah,
I looked it up.
I don't. He had a lot of makeup.
Jenna Malone, Spider Gale from Hunger Games and
Jenna
Saved. But go
Malone.
ahead.
That's funny. I didn't realize it was her. And then by the time that they get to the like super like tanned like native
Oh, yeah.
like sexy guy with the fucking no shirt and
That
super
was a
abs and long
scene from
hair.
Harry Potter for me, but go ahead.
Oh my God. I
My
was
whole
like, all
face was like
right.
straight up
I,
from
like to me
Sunk.
that's where it like for lack of a better term, I
And
guess,
the
jumped the
general who's a
shark.
drunk now, that's not new.
Yeah, it's the yeah, by the
It's
time they
like
got
he
to
gave me the robot at the very beginning, and I thought I was gonna have some connection with him, and then like
he
we didn't see him at
disappears.
all. He just told a story, yeah, and it comes back at the end. I didn't know that was Anthony Hopkins' voice either.
I felt I like it sounded very Anthony Hopkins to me. But yeah, it's dumb. Like I don't understand like the that like I'm like, okay, this android robot thing looks cool. Let's delve more on that, but I'm like, now I have to wait for the next movie to fucking actually like see that guy. I'm like, yeah, it's like, ooh, look, I fucking rode a fucking hippogriff or whatever the fuck it's called,
Exactly,
and
exactly.
but he's the he's the shirtless tan guy who
Yep.
is very zen-like and shit. It's like, fuck off. Like it was very it was very like filling in the blanks. Like, okay, what do we need for this guy?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
makes him okay? Let's make him this,
What type do we need for our team? We need one of these. We need one of
Yeah.
these. I'm surprised we
And
didn't
then
have
it
it.
doesn't matter because they all get caught
I'm surprised they
anyway.
didn't have a nerdy
Ooh.
Nerdy tech guy.
Maybe that's what the android does.
Or maybe that's what the nobody guy was supposed to be. His name is Shoot. Yeah, I felt it was a little long. I felt myself dozing off about a third
It
into the
was
movie.
long and
But then I
yeah.
came back, and then I also picked up my phone a couple times. It started out was like to see who this person was, and then I kind of found myself drifting. It was like, oh yeah, I'm watching a movie right now.
It was very easy to drift off in this movie. Like there was n like I'm pretty good in my old age to be able to like multitask when I'm watching a movie, but if one thing is dominating my brain, then yeah, the movie's not good. If it was captivating enough, like I still would have been watching it, but it just was not.
What official rating do you give it?
What was it that we did stars, right? Oh no,
That was a
we
joke.
did air horns.
There you
Fuck.
go.
Wow.
I'll do have to say, when I was watching it, I was like, you could totally tell it was supposed to be a Star Wars movie.
Yes, because
And yeah.
like Homegirl has like those like lightsaber kind
Yeah,
of
yeah, 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 yeah. And then like
fucking swords.
or at the beginning, husband's girlfriend goes, is this a parody? When he saw the spaceships, I go, no, dude.
This is not Spaceballs.
He goes, oh, it's real. Yeah, it's real. Okay, go. Continue.
Keep
So
firing, assholes.
exactly.
Oh, see, now I want to watch Spaceballs.
Right?
So yeah, I'm gonna give it a
One and a half.
yeah, I give it a 1.5. Am I gonna watch the other one? Probably, just because like it can't get any worse, but there I go. I keep giving fucking Zack Snyder more goddamn
Right?
fucking.
I was like, are you gonna make me watch it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll watch it first, and if it gets any better, I will let you know. If it
Okay.
doesn't, then you will never hear about Rebel Moon ever again, except
Awesome.
when I'm on here talking shit about it.
I give it a
Ooh, okay. All right.
one. Pretty much, I give it a one because I actually got through the whole thing and did not fall asleep like I was anticipating to do. I felt excited, fell asleep for a second, but I brought me back and it held my attention. Like I said, a little bit later, I got my phone. But I have to say, once they rounded up the posse, okay, as soon as oh, spoiler alert,
Oh yeah, no, you're not watching this, so
right.
there's no reason to say it, because
As soon as Charlie turned on him, I went, oh, and then I started paying attention until the end, and that was pretty much the end.
yeah, that was pretty much like, oh, we're already here, so all right, well, okay.
And then as soon as the fucking the Nazi guy fell off the platform, I'm like, he ain't dead.
No, he's
You
Star
can't
War dead.
have an ending when you don't, if you don't show me a dead body going in a grave or a casket or an oven, I'm like, he ain't dead.
Yeah, it's when I started calling
Some burnt shit mess.
Star Wars dead, because you know, Star
Exactly.
Wars just like lately been like there's a they got the cartoon that's coming back for the last season, the Bad Batch, which I really enjoy, and they have a character from the Clone Wars on there, but it's like she dead, like I know she dead, like she didn't make it through the Clone Wars, and then like they put out a book that she died dead, and nope, she back, so she's Star Wars dead.
Yeah, fakers.
So, I'm,
Wait.
yep.
Oh,
No, go
wait.
ahead.
What were you
No,
saying? Were you,
no,
no,
you,
you.
no,
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 oh.
you go. You hang up first.
Wait. Have you watched Letterkenny yet?
Oh my God, I have been binging. So that was one thing that we have done since the break, or I have done since the break, where I have caught up quite, vociferously. I don't know
I
if
was gonna
that's
say
even the right word.
that. That was a little McMurray moment with McMurray and Wayne. Yeah, do that.
Oh,
Do that. Fucking love McMurray.
although in the morning, for some weird reason, when I'm hanging out with little home sites and we're eating breakfast together, for some reason I always want to say Miss Katie's, and I'm like Miss Ladies, adding S's to everything, and
McMurray and his wife, Mrs. McMurray.
Miss McMurray,
So freaking
and
funny.
well, obviously, to be fair.
To be
To be
fair,
fair,
and what we do often is figure it out. Figure it out.
you
Pitter patter. Skedadder.
do.
Fucking love that show.
So yeah, I haven't started. Like I think
Hey, good. I'm glad. Now you get all the jokes.
yeah, now I get all the jokes, Miss Katie's.
That's what you
But
appreciate about me.
that's oh yeah. Oh, that's what you appreciate about me? What was I gonna say about that?
Oh my God, fucking Gail is my husband's favorite.
Oh my God, she's very
She's majestic.
man. So do you want to do this? It's like, oh my God, like she's gonna throw something out.
Gail.
Then, but I guess this is the last season, I guess.
Oh yeah, no, we already watched it. We're done with it. We
Oh,
did
you
it.
already watched the last season?
I have to say, I was kind of disappointed in the last season being the last season. I didn't really like the storyline of it. It's like, if you're gonna give me a last season, then wrap shit up. But it was just kind of another storyline, but that I was not happy about. But it was good.
It's a weird show to fucking try and wrap up. Like, how do you wrap that show up?
You wrap it up by telling me Okay, so somebody pointed this out. There's no adults. We don't know who Katie's parents are. And Rain's, we don't know where they came from. We know that they didn't get birthday parties from Daryl's super soft birthday. So were they Jehovah's Witnesses? What were they? You know? And then why is Bonnie McMurray the only one that has a full name?
Barney McMurray.
Everybody else just has goes by one name.
Well, maybe that's for the maybe that's to
Who's
be
going to
answered
end
in the
up with
movie.
Bonnie McMurray? Daryl, Dan, Katie's.
Oh, Katie's, probably Katie's. Miss Katie's. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, so or that part.
I stopped doing the Funko Pops, but the Leonard Kenny Funko Pops are good because they got Stewart in his little fucking
Stuart.
overalls and bowler hat,
Stuart.
and Wayne comes with the dog.
Nice. Yeah, that's gonna that's hard to That's hard to
Pass up.
pass up.
I know. Did you watch the Super Bowl or did you watch the Usher concert? You didn't? I thought it was
Nope,
good. I
I didn't
watched
watch
it.
any of it.
Here's why I watched it. Because I knew he was gonna fucking roller skate. And I called it and I told everybody he was gonna do that. And they said, what? Why? Because he does it in his Vegas show. He's a fucking skater and nobody's done it at the Super Bowl yet. So he fucking threw on some skates and had his
Yeah,
little
when I did hear that he did that, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Because I for some reason I thought it was like something to do with his like Vegas residency where he does that or something.
Yeah,
Doesn't
like I
he?
said, he does. Yeah, he skates for a couple songs.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that sounds cool, but yeah,
It
I
was
didn't
good.
watch any of it.
It was a good party by the end of it. Like he started out with some, slower songs-ish, but by the end, fucking Little John comes out and turned down for what? And then they got into Yeah and fucking Ludacris and fucking everybody and their mother was out there.
Well,
Fucking
that's funny.
Ryan was out there at one point. And Jermaine Dupri, they did Confessions. Fucking Alicia Keys joined them for My Boo.
The only thing that I watched from that was the Deadpool trailer.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. I will put the Super Bowl on and not pay attention. I'm kind of half paying attention. Then after the Super Bowl, I'm usually checked out. Or after halftime, I'm usually checked out. I'm usually there to see the halftime. Okay, I couldn't watch a stream of it because I don't pay for real cable.
Sure.
The only feed I was able to get was a Nickelodeon did a stream of the game
Why?
for kids. So it was fucking great because they had all these fun graphics all over the screen and their
Oh.
commentators with SpongeBob and Patrick. So they were commentating during the game and then they'd be like kind of explaining shit to kids, which was great for me, you know? And
Whoa.
the graphics they drew all over the screen was way more fun. They had like, Plankton come out and like they would green slime the crowd, and so they had all these graphics like in the looked like it was in the stadium. Well, okay, the whole game was supposed to be taken at Bikini Bottom, so it was under the water. And then commentators like, I didn't know how the players are going to move this well underwater, but they're doing a good job. And then like you see the players like during the regular broadcast, and they'll have like the little sunshine streams come down like they were under the water, and all these little graphics. And like I said, they would get slimed, and then they'd show a close up of the crowd, like that's all slimed. That's they obviously pre-cut. It was really fucking cute. It was just, and then like in the goalposts, when they had to kick the field goals, they drew like fishing nets and all kinds of shit back there. It was really fucking cute. I was like, oh my God, this.
Is this something that they've done before, or was this the first time?
I think it was the first time. And basically, they were streaming it for kids and making it fun for kids. Oh. The
I'd
joke
watch
was
that.
fucking Squidward was actually stuck in the line for the bathroom the whole time. They're like, let's cut to Squidward. And he was always in line for the bathroom the whole time. They're like, he just fucking money to come to this big game and he didn't even get to see any of it. It was pretty funny.
I
It was
would
pretty
want to see
fucking
that.
cute. Yeah, I was gonna say, so if they do it again and you're not really much of a Super Bowl fan, throw that
Hey,
version
you
on.
know,
It's
it
more
depends
fun.
on my depends on my mood that year. Like,
I'm
do I
usually just in
really?
it for the snacks.
Yeah. Sometimes if like somebody says, "Hey, you want to come over for this?" and it's like something at least intriguing, I'm like, "Okay, yeah, maybe." And but this year was just I don't know. I heard somebody went to it and people got excited about that or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it was in Vegas. It was in Vegas. Everybody was there.
Las Vegas.
Did a handful of commercials that was funny. There was an Arnold Schwarzenegger one for State Farm that was funny because they were
I
making
saw that.
that was. They're like, it's neighbor. That's what I said, neighbor.
Neighbor.
And then later on, the carrying a pregnant woman, she's going into labor. It just kept doing it with all these different words. It was pretty good. And then they brought in Danny DeVito to talk for him. It's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. That's...
Twins.
And then there was a Ben Affleck, Dunkin' Donuts commercial that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I hear his Dunkin' Donuts commercials are pretty hilarious.
He like busts into his wife's studio session, like with these track suits, Dunkin' Donut track suits, and fucking Tom Brady on the ones and twos. And he's like, he walks up going, "What up, Boston? Boston in the house." I was like, "Oh my God!" And
Oh.
then he points over, and fucking Matt Damon is sitting there, and he goes, "It's really hard to be your friend sometimes." But he's like, "Made him." And he goes in the matching outfit, and he like had to spit out a line. And at the end, Matt Damon's like, "You know what I said? I'd do anything for you." He goes, "This was it.
This was it.
This was it." It was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Oh wait. And then the Michael Cera commercial for CeraVe.
Oh, yes, I did hear about
Oh
that
my
one too.
God. I actually made my husband watch that one. I'm like, this was fucking funny. He claimed that it's like Michael, it was his the whole time. He's like, he's been behind it. He's like fucking rock climbing and moisturizing the rocks with his lotion, he said.
Oh, that's pretty fucking great. It's on
I got a
you.
movie to suggest. Can we watch Saltburn? The peoples are talking about it.
You know, it's funny, a friend of mine
I don't even
had
really know what it's about.
I don't know what's about either, and I had a friend also recommend that one. So we can do that one. I was gonna recommend the Run DMC documentary that's on Peacock, but it's like a
Yeah.
multi episode thing.
Gotcha. It's a limited series.
Yes.
Saltburn's on Prime.
On Prime. Got it. And it was
All
last year,
right.
I think.
What's that?
I think it
End of
was
last year?
in
Yeah,
the last year, maybe.
because people were going, accidentally turned Saltburn on, thought it would be a Christmas movie to watch for Christmas for the family. Apparently, they're wrong.
Not so much.
I guess not.
Womp womp. All right,
Womp
well,
womp for sure.
I'm as long as it's not a Christmas movie.
I saw somebody making cookies for this guy too.
Would you guys like some cookies?
Oh, we did get some Girl Scout cookies. Somebody hit us up.
Oh shit, son. We got some
Right?
good old ones this year. We got we get the Samoas because I fucking
I
love
like a
those cookies.
Samoa. Is that the one that's got
Yeah.
that on it?
Yep. We get the Thin Mints because, you know,
Who doesn't get Thin Mints, right?
communists.
Exactly.
And then we got these lemon ones that were really good. And then we got fucking tagalongs. Is that the ones with the peanut butter in it?
Yeah, I've heard
Yeah.
of them, but
Ooh,
no peanut butter.
so motherfucking good. So good. As a matter of fact, I know what I'm gonna do after this.
Have some cookies?
I'm gonna half on cookies.
Oh my God, the other day, Josh came home from work and he goes, "I brought some strawberry cheesecake home." There's also a chocolate cheesecake there that's pretty bomb, too. Right?
It's got some perks, man.
Right?
Perky perker,
Yeah.
perky perkers.
Sometimes I'll be
But
like, "Hey, bring me fixings for a charcuterie board home, and I can make like put together home cooks."
yeah, see, I can't ask for that because like my wife is just
Oh yeah, she's
if there was a charcuterie competition show, that's what she would need to be on.
I bet there is. I
Oh, there
mean, why
probably
wouldn't
is.
there be? Oh,
Yeah.
that reminds me. I think I'm gonna go watch some cookie decorating shows. Oh,
Well,
when they need to make a, is it a cookie? Like, is
is
it?
it cookie?
Yeah.
Cookie, cookie. We were actually just rewatching Is It Cake because my
Love
little
that
home
show.
slice loves that fucking show.
Is it gay? We do too. It's one of those shows that when people come over, we always throw it on. Like, it's a, if you want to watch, have you seen Is It Cake?
Right.
Because, yeah,
Yeah.
everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to guess, is it cake or not? And the
Like, ooh,
host
that's a
enjoys
hard one.
it.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a
Josh's
hard
favorite part of the whole show
one.
is when the people are up on the stage before it leaves and it turns, but and the people go,
Oh
"Whoa."
yeah, like, oh God.
Yeah. That's his favorite part of the whole show. Woo.
And sometimes he'll warn you and sometimes he won't. And it's like, oh
Yeah.
God.
No warning.
I like it. So just so everybody knows, the plan right now is to either record these on Friday nights, Saturday nights, or we'll let you know. because that's how we roll here. You guys
TBD.
know this. You guys know this. This isn't new. Like we could give you this one and then not be back for like 3 weeks. We're
Right.
gonna try to get back on the horse. It's been a while. But yeah, we're gonna say this is a soft start, and then we'll
Oh,
get
really?
some steam, and then that
Supercharge
way
for the
we'll get
party.
back on the good foot. So this is our soft opening, and yeah, we'll maybe see you next week. We'll see.
Not making any promises.
Not
I don't
making any
make
promises.
promises I can't keep.
And listen, everybody loves suspense.
Right? There you go. I like that. All
Maybe,
right. So
maybe,
we'll just
maybe.
say until next time.
Until next time, I'm the Lord X of Calabasas.
Cheer.
Peace out. See, we haven't done this in a while, so it's
It's
playing
your
with your
favorite part.
emotions.
You
Yep,
can
that's
hang
my
it
favorite
up.
part. I love
You know
that
what?
fourth
You
wall.
hang out with that as long as you much. I'm gonna go.
Damn it. Bye.
Bye.